Through these military tribunals, we are beginning to learn more about the detainees' stories. Steve Inskeep spoke to a lawyer for a firm that represents 13 men from Yemen.
Washington, D.C. Attorney David Reams is preparing to defend his clients in federal court. That's a completely separate proceeding from the tribunals at Guantanamo. The tribunals do offer a starting point for him as he tries to learn about his clients. He has a stack of tribunal documents that amount to very sketchy biographies. They also describe the charges against his clients. Reams agreed to read the testimony of one of those clients from Yemen, Yassin Qasim Mohammed Ismail.
I wanted to get married in Yemen, but for some reason my marriage was not approved, and I had to leave there because psychologically I was not all together. I went to Afghanistan because it was the only place I could that I didn't need residency and I could live there cheaply.
So that's Yassin Qasim Mohammed Ismail. What did he do in Afghanistan?
The first day I got to Kabul, I went to the market. Some Afghani people picked me up and said they were security. They drove me to a city that I didn't know. They took me to a house. I found out I was kidnapped and the people were not security. I was told if I left, they would kill me. From the first attack until the 26th day of Ramadan.
I want to just stop for a second. When he says from the first attack to the 26th day of Ramadan, the U.S. offensive against the Afghans in 2001 began just before Ramadan, so that must be the attack that he's talking about.
Yes. They took me to an Afghani place in Tora Bora. From there, they sold me to the Americans. I was afraid in the beginning because whenever we spoke to the interrogators, we were punished. We were hit and tortured. Not only did I get hit and punched, they broke my nose. I got hit on the shoulder and it was very painful. It was dislocated or something. They threatened to break it monthly. Even when I got to Cuba, they told me I would be here for a long time.
The government says this man was seen with Osama bin Laden.
The government says that Mr. Ismail confessed that when he lived in Jalalabad, he was there when Osama bin Laden visited during the first week of the U.S. bombing campaign in Afghanistan. This confession doesn't appear in his statement to the tribunal. In short, four or five of the most important grounds for the government's accusations against him are his own supposed statements, which we have no access to and which are inconsistent with his statement to the tribunal.
This is a man who was flown to Afghanistan, and when he was there, he says that he received training on heavy artillery, among other things.
Well, we don't know whether he was answering these questions himself or whether he was answering through a translator. He did not have a lawyer to clarify questions that were put to him and make sure that he understood what he was saying. This is not to say that the summary is inaccurate. It's to say we don't know. I can't be sure that these clients are who the government says they are. I can't be sure that these clients are who they say they are. The problem is the process.
In order to learn more, Washington attorney David Reams wants to see more of the evidence against his client. And that's what the Supreme Court ordered the government to provide in a ruling last summer. Much of that evidence is classified, and on Friday a federal judge laid down new rules under which that evidence can be used by defense attorneys. As for his client's allegation of torture, there is no evidence to show whether that is true or false. The Guantanamo documents say the allegation has been turned over for investigation by the government.